Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I just want to welcome each and every one of you to the program today. We hope that you came ready to hear the Word, that you came expecting for God to speak to you today, that you came believing for transformation to happen in your life, because we're believing for that to happen in each and every one of your lives as we go into the Word of God today. And we break it all down. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to be lifted up into a new place in your life where you can walk in the power and the authority of God, where you can actually take possession of all that God has for you in your life today and every day after, Lord, that we are believing for them to be able to walk in complete and total victory today. I want to take a moment and welcome my special guest, Martita Stanton's with me today. Hi, Martita.
Good morning.
I started preaching there. I almost left you behind.
That's okay. I mean, we've been talking and we're just so excited.
Yes.
And I pray that every single one of you will have an encounter with Jesus today.
Yes.
That you will have such a war on fire right now.
Yeah.
That you will understand the love of Christ, what he's done for us, and how much he wants a relationship with you.
Yeah, amen.
Talk to you and sit with you and go to work with you, go play games with you. It doesn't matter. He wants to be with you every second.
Yeah.
He wants to be part of your life in everything.
Yeah. You know, I've been talking about that a lot at the church, about being in Christ. You know, when you're in him, you're not for him and you're not with him, you are in him. So what you're doing, he's doing. What he's doing, you're doing. And it's like a trade-off, you know. And I'm believing that each and every one of you today are going to move to a closer place of finding yourself in Christ and in God's hands in every day that you're doing life. So we want you to know that we pray and we believe that God is going to do the miraculous through the program, through your lives. There are people out there for you to reach out to and touch today. There are divine appointments that have been set up for each and every one of you. And those divine appointments are, you know, from the Lord, and he has people who you need to reach. Only you can reach someone at your work, somebody at the store that you're going to go to buy a drink today. I mean, I've had so many divine appointments in the last few weeks where God has just brought me into places where just random phone calls, people have thought of me and told people to call me. It's amazing, Martita. I mean, God is moving right now, and there's a lot happening in the world, and people are looking for God. So it's our responsibility as believers to step out and help them to find them. You know, or help God to find them.
And understand, as he's saying, being Christ, you become one with him.
Right.
So this is my prayer for myself, and I pray this for you, that we will see people through his eyes, who will love people the way he loves them. And in other words, you're in Christ, let him flow through you, and let that way you can hear and see and touch somebody. If you get a name in your heart that all of a sudden comes up,
yeah,
give that person a call.
Yeah.
And say, Lord, how can I pray for this person? Start praying for them and just give them a call. Say, hey, how you doing? Reach out. You never know what the Lord is doing through you.
That's right.
Don't figure it out. Just let it flow.
So good. That is so good. So I always try to bring a topic, you know, because we're a topical Bible study. So we're looking for a topic today. And, you know, you kind of brought to the table, what is the cross bring to our lives, to other people's lives? You know, what does the cross really accomplish in the world? And it's such a huge question, and there's probably a thousand different things that the cross does bring, Martita, but what would you think would be a couple of key things maybe we could talk about just on the program today that, that the cross brings into play for those of us who are in Christ.
You know, as you were speaking, I got a picture in my mind of the cross and how people wear it in necklaces all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But do they know the meaning of it? Why am I wearing this cross?
Sure.
What does it mean to me?
Yeah.
Why did it have to be a cross? So those are things we have been talking before about the blood and the importance of it and how it had to be pure. Well, he had to die.
Yeah.
And it was determined that he was going to die on the cross and take the curse, all our curses on him, all our diseases. Now, he had the stripes on him. So if we read the Bible, it says by his stripes, we have been healed. Okay. Right. So that started it. Up on the cross, he took every sin. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, if I do something wrong.
Every sin.
You know, if I feel, you know, when you have this heavy heart, when you feel like, oh my gosh, I did this. It was so bad.
Right.
Can you imagine carrying every murder, every rape, every lie, everything for
every
the whole
sin,
world
every
in the
thought,
past?
Every fit of anger, every
everything on his body.
Yeah.
Only he could do it. I mean, it just that breaks my heart. But oh my gosh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
For the sacrifice that you've done for us.
Yeah. Well, I think what we're really talking about in the fruit of all of that, you know, in Jesus bearing all of that on the cross was for our forgiveness.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the definition of forgiveness is really the act of pardoning an offender.
Oh, my God.
That's me. That's you.
Yes,
it's all of us.
That's every single one of us.
You know, we have all been an offender. You know, in the Bible, there's a Greek word that's... you know, and it's translated forgiveness. It literally means to let go. When a person does not demand payment for a debt. And, you know, that's where we're at. You know, Jesus is not demanding payment for our sins.
That's right.
He paid it for us.
The Father demanded a payment for the sin that was
God's
committed.
God's holiness demands it.
Yes. For us to be able to be reconciled to the Father, there had to be a blood payment.
Right. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. We know that from Scripture. So there had to be a payment in blood.
And Jesus...
Someone had to die.
...willingly gave his life.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, his life. You know, I mean, on... It takes me immediately back to Philippians where it says being found in the form of God that, you know, he humbled himself and became in the likeness of a man and in as a man, you know, humbled himself even more and paid that payment, paid that punishment. That's
okay,
powerful.
So even bigger than that.
Yeah.
I can humble myself to do something, okay? But to humble myself... And then knowingly know that I am going to be tortured.
Right.
Okay? Not for 1 minute. It's a long period of torture.
Right.
Be completely alone to carry everything?
Yeah.
My gosh. It's just, it's hard to comprehend in my little brain.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's like, here's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He comes down here. He lives like us. In you know, he suffered like everyday life challenges and tribulations and all that. And then knowingly, this is coming. And he did it.
Sure.
And he never got angry at us. He never cursed anybody out.
Nope.
Instead, he forgave us.
You know, I mean, let's look at that for a minute. What really happened at Jesus' crucifixion? And why is that so important? You know, he was nailed to the cross to die, right? But, you know, Jesus was able to forgive those who killed him, showing the importance of forgiveness again, even farther. You know, this event, you know, we remember that on Good Friday. That's actually coming up. You know, we're moving towards Easter here. And, you know, through the crucifixion, you know, by accepting Jesus' sacrifice for our sins, you know, we're forgiven. And we get to go to heaven. I mean, that's eternal life.
Eternal with him.
The gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. It's in him. Again.
In him.
In him that we find that.
Without him, nothing is possible. Yeah. It's in him that he delivered us, that he brought reconciliation. But he was the perfect example. Because when he says to us, you need to forgive, we do it out of his own example. If he can forgive the entire world and carry all those sins and everything, can you imagine in that moment when he is, I don't know about you, but if I'm in total pain, let's put it this way. Not long ago, I had health issues and the pain was excruciating. I was not in a good mood. I wasn't talking, leave me alone, get away from me. Yet, here he is. He is torn to pieces after being lashed for 39 times with this awful thing that just ripped his skin out and his part of his body was hanging out.
Right.
Okay. He's in excruciating pain. He's hanging on the cross with nails crossed on him. The pain I can't imagine.
Sure.
The burden of carrying all this heaviness of all this.
Then the weight of the sin comes on him on top of all
that. So all these things are on top of him. And then he looks at everybody and says, forgive them.
Yeah.
But they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's in Luke 23, verse 34. You know, it says, then Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. You know what I mean? They don't know. And I think that's where we really find the forgiveness of God in our lives. I think God many times looks at us. He knows we're living in a fallen world, Martita. He knows we're struggling. He knows we're battling sin and the sin nature that it's, you know, it's running rampant in the earth, that, you know, the knowledge of good and evil that was possessed through eating from the tree has brought us into a place where we're destroying our own lives and we don't even know it. We're falling victim to a lot of things. So I believe God has compassion on us. That's why Jesus said, I have to fix this. I have to give them the opportunity. Listen to me. I have to give them the opportunity to be able to step out of that and step into something even greater, which would be God's forgiveness.
To be God's free.
Grace, so they can be free. That's where the Bible says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed today. So you know what? We're here today to tell you that freedom is available for you. The forgiveness is available for you today. And, you know, that's why Jesus came. That's why he went to that cross. And that's why he was crucified. But, you know, what did Jesus do after he was crucified?
Oh, my gosh. So he died.
Right.
But he was risen. He rose from the dead 3 days later.
Yeah, come on.
Because if he died, if he didn't come back to life,
right,
there was nothing.
In the story.
Yeah, that would have been it. But he had to come back to life. Okay. And then he went up to heaven. For all this to happen, for the forgiveness to happen, for all the blessings that come with this to happen, he had to be risen from the dead.
Right. Yeah, I love that. In Luke 24, 6 and 7, it says, he isn't here. He's risen from the dead.
Amen.
Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day. So, you know, what did Jesus do after he was crucified? Well, he was raised from the dead and he appeared to the apostles and he spent like 40 days with them hanging out. And then he commanded them, stay in Jerusalem, after which, you know, he was ascended into heaven. But you know what? Followed by the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, we see that, you know, Jesus paved the way for us to receive the Comforter, the Healer, the Helper. You know, the Holy Spirit was going to be released because, you know, Jesus in one, God in one body could only be in one place.
That's right.
You know, but Jesus knew that once he was risen from the dead and he ascended into heaven, which is, you know, he literally brought his own blood and poured it on the mercy seat in heaven. You know, we have the earthly view of what the heavenly tabernacle looked like in the temple when God designed it. And the priest would go and put the animal blood on there. But there, that was just a picture of the throne in heaven. And Jesus went once and for all, you know, and he brought his sacrifice to heaven and said, once and for all, they're going to be forgiven. And grace is going to be released.
I want to read Hebrews 10:12, where it says, but our high priest, which is Jesus, offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for all time. Then he sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand.
So good.
I mean, he is. And then in Romans 6:9, we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again.
Never.
Death no longer has dominion over him or us.
Or us.
Because he provided. That's right. Because
we're in him. I keep coming back there. Sorry. I'm stuck on that right now. I am so trying to get in Jesus every second of my life.
Because
I want him in me and me in him every second.
Because that's how we want to live.
Yes.
Romans 8:34, Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us.
Come on, man. He's have a high priest, a faithful high priest who is in heaven, and he is praying for us.
He is praying for us. He provided forgiveness. He set the example. So we need to know that the way he forgave us, we need to forgive others. It doesn't stop there.
I mean, it's right there in Luke 23. You know, he's forgiving the people that crucified him. He's looking down at them. He's going, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
And we need to be able to do the same thing. And the only way we can do that is in Christ.
Absolutely.
If we're walking in the flesh, it is very hard to forgive somebody.
Yes.
I mean, we can try, but the hurt, the rejection, the trauma, the pain, it makes it very hard. How many times we say, I'll never forgive that person?
Right.
Well, if you don't, you're bound. Okay? It's like saying, I want you to take this poison, but I'm taking it because now I'm in bondage.
Yeah.
But when I say, Lord, in you, with you in me, I can do this.
You can do all things
in Christ who strengthens you. Okay? Yeah. So if you connect
everything together, doesn't it?
If you connect in him, if you're in him, if you say, Lord, I surrender my life to you completely. I want you to be in me completely. Fill me up. Then you can forgive.
Right.
Because the Holy Spirit that lives in you because of Christ's sacrifice and because he went to heaven. Because he said, you won't get the Holy Spirit until I leave. I need to leave so I can send my friend.
Right.
The Father can't send them while I'm still here. I need to go be with the Father so I can send the Holy Spirit to you.
It's so good.
I call
it the triangle. You know, if we want to, let's say I want to forgive you. You've done something to me. I may be able to get past some small things or whatever, but let's say you really offend me. You know, I really don't have the ability to forgive you. You know, because forgiveness is rooted in love and God is love. So if I'm going to really, truly forgive you, I've got to go to God. And I've got to go, you need to show me how to forgive this person in my life. You need to bring me to the place of releasing all of this and forgiving. So it's like a triangle. We take forgiveness to God and then we bring it to that person through Christ. And then we can actually, then the forgiveness flows between us. But if we don't go to God, if we just try to do it in our own strength, you know, it's not sustainable.
Let me give you a little testimony. One time I was listening to a preacher and he was talking about being in Christ and letting the peace and the forgiveness of the Lord to fill me up. Okay. He says, pray that first and receive it. And then out of that, let it flow. And I thought, I'm going to try that. So I said, okay, Lord, do I have something against anybody? And a name came up. And I thought I have forgiven that person. And he goes, sit down and receive it. So I just sat down. I said, Lord, I receive your forgiveness. Forgive me for my sins.
Right.
Fill me up with your presence. Fill me up. I want you. I want to be in you. Fill me up. And I sat there for 10, 15 minutes, just quiet. Okay? Quiet. And letting the Lord do his thing. And as I sat there and I received the presence of the Lord and his forgiveness, I said, can you please let this flow into that person.
Right.
Because on my own, I'm hurt. Right. My heart is broken. Heal my heart and let it flow. Lord, flow into that person. So I just sat quietly there, peacefully, didn't think much about it. Well, I have been suffering from pain in my lower back. And at the time, I lived in a two-story house. And going up and down the stairs,
it was rough.
Sometimes I crawl. My dog loved it because I will come up in four legs, you know, and he will be licking my face as I'm going up the stairs. That's how bad sometimes it got.
Wow.
So that afternoon, I'm working, and I'm going up and down the stairs, and all of a sudden, I realize,
hey, I'm just walking up the stairs.
I have no pain.
Nice.
I was healed of that pain through right. that forgiveness.
Wow.
Because I was holding that in my body.
Yeah.
I was in bondage.
Sure.
A few months later,
and that can open the door to other things exactly. coming into your life. Right?
A few months later, I had an issue, and I got angry, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to forgive this person, and the pain came back. And I stopped myself right there. I said, oh no, I'm not opening the door to this.
Tire screech.
Yes, I sat down. I did the same thing. I asked for forgiveness. I repented. I said, who am I to hold this against this person?
Yeah.
Lord, you forgave me, and I was able, through the Lord, in Him, I was able to forgive and be totally free, and I've never had that pain again.
That's amazing. You know, if we look back again to Luke 23, if Jesus can forgive the guys that were nailing Him to the cross, knowing that they didn't know what they were doing, I think that that's a great key for us in our life to go back and look at people that have done something to us, and if they really knew what they were doing and how it made me feel, I think that the best approach for me is to say, I don't think they really knew what they were doing when they were doing that. And some of you are like, no, I know people knew what they were doing when they did it too. But no, I don't know, man. I think sometimes people, they do things and they're in pride, they're arrogant, or they're, you know, just being selfish or anything like that. But I don't know that they necessarily really, truly know the effect that they're having on people around them and the effect that they're having on you when they're doing these things. So I think the key is to get us to a place where we can release that and say they don't know what they're doing. And that gives us the ability to move forward. So let's take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more about this. This is really interesting.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Hello everyone, it's Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church. Just wanted to take a moment and invite you to our Palm Sunday production titled He is Alive, featuring our Lighthouse Holy Spirit Fire Choir and an inspiring drama presentation. So join us as we celebrate the power of Christ's resurrection this holiday season.
He is alive. He is alive. Death is defeated. Sin has retreated from the power of the song. And He is alive.
Easter's here, everybody, and I wanted to take a moment to invite each and every one of you to our Easter celebration services here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday. Come on out. But I wanted to take a moment and say, don't just come to the service. Bring someone with you. This is a great opportunity. It's the time of year when someone is always willing to go to church. So make that ask, make that invite, and bring somebody to church this Easter Sunday. We hope to see you there. Right, everybody, we're back from the program. Once again, thanks to all our sponsors who make us able to come and share with each and every one of you the truth of the word. And Martina, I mean, this has been great. You know, we kind of started with the idea that what does the cross bring? And we landed on forgiveness for today. And, you know, I think there's a lot of key things about forgiveness. And in the past, we've talked about the covenant and the blood and all that. So I'm going to kick it over to you. Why don't you hit us up with Hebrews?
Yes, in my heart, I want to read Hebrews 9, and it says, according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see.
Man, that is so good.
Powerful.
You know? So God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation. You know God saved me many times from myself, waiting for me to come to that place where I would give my life to Jesus. And you know what? I just wanted to reach out to everybody who's listening today. Maybe you've already know the Lord and you've walked in unforgiveness towards people. It's time is short. You know what? Let it go. Let God heal you. Let God bring you to a place where you can forgive others in your life and let go of those grudges and talk to those people that you haven't talked to in years because they did something or you know, hurt you in some way. But then there's others that you don't know Jesus at all. And I want to encourage you, first and foremost, come to God and receive the forgiveness that he has for you. And then through that, through his love and through a relationship with Christ, you will then be able to turn and forgive others once you have fallen under the forgiveness of God yourself. Because if God can let you off the hook for all the things that you've done in your life, then he can help you to let others off the hook for all the things that they've done as well.
Amen. You know, couldn't have said that better, Kevin.
That was, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's so simple, but yet we can overcomplicate it. So guys, I just want to encourage you, allow forgiveness to have its perfect way in your life today. Each and every one of you, be filled with the power of God, be filled in the name of Jesus. We love you, and thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On today.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our